First Kings chapter 18, verse 30. And tonight, I want to take it a little bit further as the Spirit of God will help us. The Bible says, Elijah said to the people, come close. And when the people came near, Elijah went down and said, I want to show you where your problem lies. I want to tell you why you stand but can't stand long. I want to show you why you plant but can't see harvest. I want to show you why you have been constantly defeated. He said, come near. He said, come close to me. I want to show you why you find it difficult to pray. I want to show you why you can't flow in the supernatural again. I want to come close. I want to show you why. Why you can't flow in the supernatural. Why you are not seeing miracles. I want to show you why favor is far from you. I want to show you why. Life has now been defined by labor. I just want to show you why. Come near. Who was he calling? I'm a little bit a student of Billy Akoni, so I'm still the student of that single word, come, may mean a lot, and we can dwell there for a week. To some extent, I'm also a good student of Pastor Chris Okotie, who can stay on that word, come near, and he can be there for months. I was taught very early in my Christian walk with God never to read the word of God in a rush. So when Elijah said, come near, who was he talking to? He was talking to covenant people who were now below, living below their covenant privileges. How are you so blessed but living a stressed life? Come near. How do you carry the covenant of Abraham but you are living far below those that are called the covenant children of Abraham? Come near. If you've never had someone who brought you closer, I came as a herald from the throne of grace to say, come near. He called them. He said, come near. Who was he calling? He was calling the priest. Yes, sir. Because when he said, come near, Levi came. So the priestly order was there. He was calling them because the priestly order has gone into a state of silence. When he said, come near, he was calling the prophetic order in the country, because at that time, the prophets have gone into hiding. God bless Pastor Nelson and Pastor Sean with the prayers they have led today. When he said, come near, he was calling Naphtali, that is supposed to be satisfied with favor, blessed in all things, possessing the east and the west. Naphtali has gone into hiding. When he said, come near, who was he talking to? He was speaking to God. He was speaking to the tribe of Judah that should be producing kings. When he said, come near, who was he speaking to? He was speaking to the tribe of Joseph. He was speaking to the tribe of Benjamin. Come near. Come near. Oh, Pastor Sam, how has that got to do with us? What is that? What's the connection? Well, when I say come near, who am I speaking to tonight? I'm speaking to a gifted man who is not happening. I'm speaking to a talented young person who is not happening. When I say come near, who am I speaking to? I'm speaking to someone who is in church but not seeing the impact of the presence of God. When I say come near, who am I speaking to? I'm speaking to someone whose body is ravaged with sickness, and yet you are a child of the living God who is supposed to be enjoying the benefit of divine healing. When I say come near, who am I speaking to? I'm speaking to the one who carries the order of a lender, but you are still a borrower. Come near. Come near. He said to them, come near. And when they came near, he said, I want to show you why you are blessed but living below your privileges. I want to show you what is wrong. I want to show you why you qualify to be married but you're not. I want to show you why you qualify to be wealthy but you're not. Say, come close. Come close. And when they came closer, I thought he was going to show them how that their dress was the issue. I thought he was going to show them how that the way they speak was the problem. No, sir, Pastor. He went down. You know, sometimes the reason why you are having the challenges you are having is because you are not looking down. He went down and they saw him, man of God, they saw him picking up stone one, stone two, and began to bring the stones together. First message, to let you know that the reason why this nation is in the mess that it is in is because we are too scattered. The reason why the church is in the mess that the church is in that country is because we are having a scattered church. The Pentecostals are on their own. The Orthodox are on their own. Even among the Pentecostals, there are the apostolic. Among the Pentecostal, you have those who are the faith movement, the prayer movement, the deliverance movement. Listen, of scattered bones, we also have a scattered bone that is scattered. He said, come close. I want to show you why your family is having the challenges it's having. Come close. Husband, left. Wife, right. Children, north. Children, east. It is a scattered house. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Come close. I want to show you why you are disgraced, but you're not happening. I want to show you that it is not just about a family divided itself against itself. I want to show you how that you are internally divided against yourself. Your mouth speaks in a direction, your mind moves in another, your body moves in another. You said you want to prosper this year. Your mind is thinking about poverty. Your body is practicing the culture of poor people. Too scattered. He said, let's bring the bone, the stones together. I wish I can dwell on the elements of the altar, but that's going to take my time today. I wish I can go on from the stones to the waters, and I can go on to the bullock, and then I can go on to the seeds of grain, and I break each of them down. That would take us another time. We don't have all the time today. In summary, when he called them there, I said, I want to show you where the problem lies. He said, I want to let you know that the reason for your trouble is that your altar is broken and damaged. You have a damaged altar. Boy, you have a broken altar. Sweetheart, you have a broken altar. And so you try to stand, you sink. You try to stand, you fall. Because the altar that should keep you up is too weak to sustain your dreams. Your altars are damaged. And by By the way, can I say something to you that I hope will help you today? If you've not shared the video, please go ahead right now and help us to share it. God will bless you as you do that. Go ahead and share the video right now. Just pull out your phone. I know you use the phone in church. So pull it out and get online and share the video right now. Someone will thank you for tonight. God bless you as you do that. So here's something, Pastor Nelson, that I wanted to share with us. I've been thinking, what is the devil really after? Yes, sir. I said, what is the devil after? Well, Jesus said to us, let me teach you what the devil is after. He said, the devil cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Huh? So you never see the devil if there is nothing to steal. You never see the devil in any life if there is nothing to kill. You never see the devil if there is nothing to. So if you sense the devil is around you, it's because there is something precious he's after. And I've been thinking, what will be the most precious thing for the devil? And I said, is your marriage important to the devil? Is he going to sleep with your wife? So your marriage cannot be important to the devil. Your job. Is the devil after your job when he takes your job? He's not going to resume as a new person. So your job will not be important to the devil. I realize, that in the military, whenever you want to damage a country, whenever you want to topple the government and change the language, the culture, and change the narrative of that nation, sir, the first thing you must capture is the military base. Follow me carefully tonight. I don't want to be ahead of myself because I sense an anointing here. Pastor, I just sense in my spirit that we can run this meeting through next week. I'm telling you. Hear me and hear me well. Whenever you want to damage a nation, I'm a military boy. So, sir, during the coup plots in Nigeria, the first thing that happens that makes us know that something has gone wrong is that all of us will be told you can't go out. Overnight, some guys have hijacked the barracks. The military formations, and listen, they are not after every military formation. They capture the military formations that can actually topple any kind of agenda. So they come after the armored, they come after the infantry, they come after the air force. They don't normally go too much after the navy. So they capture your military base. And as soon as they capture the military base, Pastor, the next place they go to is that they head straight to the radio house. They go straight to the television house. You don't go to make announcements until you have secured the base. The problem with you is that you are making too many announcements about your next level when your military base has not been secured. Am I talking to somebody here? He did not announce there shall be rain until he has repaired the altar. I'm trying to tell you why what you said you have not seen. I'm trying to show you why what you say doesn't come to pass. You are saying it on nothing. Sir, we were taught very early. In the early days in this country, particularly in the 80s and 90s, if you are in the Lagos area or you come to Ogun State in Abeokuta, sir, if a small boy, we have literally watched them hit people into insanity. Here's what we're saying. When such a boy is talking, he's talking on something. What are your statements based on? If you stand to speak, you must kneel to pray. Shaka Baratusia. So after prophetic prayer hour, first before you come to speak, you have knelt to hear. And after you knelt to hear to tell the people, you must go back again to the one who spoke to you to tell the people, I said, God, don't let what you said to me fail. Let it come to pass in the lives of the people. You go back to your knees and begin to intercede again. Zion, he said, I am in travail until Christ be formed in you again. Am I talking to somebody? Samuel opened his mouth and he said, woe is unto me if I do not pray for you. Paul said, I cease not to pray for you. So here's the game. What is the devil really after? Your money? He doesn't spend it. Your boyfriend? Will that become his man friend? What is the devil after? Your wigs? He doesn't wear them. Your job? He won't replace you. What is he after? Go back to Genesis. What was he after? He saw relationship between God and man. And that is one thing that makes him sick, because it is the only thing he has lost. Can I say it again? There's nothing you have the devil doesn't have. Can I shock you? Money? He told Jesus, bow down and worship me, I will give it to you. So your money doesn't impress the devil. His children have it more than you do. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Houses? He's got 1,000 houses around the nations of the earth. Some of the biggest castles belong to him. Am I talking to somebody here? So what is he after? He is after the only thing he doesn't have. The only thing he doesn't have. Relationship and fellowship with the Father. You want to see all hell break loose. Start fellowshipping. Haven't you noticed that when you are not praying, everything is okay? Talk to me. Talk to me. I'm not hearing you. Talk to me. Talk to me. If you have a witness, you are a witness. Wave your hands. Have you noticed that when you stop praying and stop fellowshipping with God, everything around you goes quiet? Because the only thing the devil is after, sir, is not your looks. He is the man in charge of the fashion industry and the beauty industry. The only thing, Dan, that the devil is after is the only thing he doesn't have. He's got Rolls Royce. He's got Bugatti. He's got Ferrari. He's got all of it. But relationship. He can't say, Father. He can't say that. The devil can say daddy. He can say Abba. Ask the devil a question. Who's your Abba? We're dealing with a bastard. We're dealing with one who is absolutely illegitimate on earth. Lo, I come in the volume of the books it is written of me. A body of I desire. Jesus is legitimate to come into us. An illegitimate person is the devil. He has no rights to enter you. So if the devil is looking for anything, it's someone he can use. I wish I can help you tonight. Can I help you a little bit deeper? So what is the devil after? Sweetheart, please help me touch someone around there. I say, look straight. Just sustain. Don't play anything. The devil is after your relationship and fellowship with God. Nothing hurts the devil to hear that God is your Father. One, he doesn't have that relationship.
God will never be his father. It is eternally settled. There is no room in God for reconsidering the devil. You have never thought deep about that. As merciful as our God is, and as loving as our God is, there is not a room in God eternally for reconsidering the devil. It's a perpetual loss. He will never be called a child of God. There is no sacrifice the devil can make that will make him become a child of God. And unfortunately, sir, the will to become a child of God has been removed from him. He cannot will to become a child of God. He can't will it. Okay, so relationship with God, he can never have. Number two, fellowship with God is way beyond his radar. So when he sees you sit down in the place of fellowship, Father, what are you saying? When he sees you in fellowship, you don't know how enraged hell is that you are having fellowship with the immortal, the eternal God. Who are you? This is a sin that baffles angels till tomorrow. The Bible says angels are looking from heaven. What is man that thou art mindful of him? It still baffles angels. What is it about man that God is so drawn to us? Fellowship. Angels obey command. They don't fellowship with God. Michael does not have fellowship with God. Michael is a servant of God. He goes on errands. The greatest archangel in heaven is not compared with the least believer in the kingdom of God. The highest archangel is still a servant to the least believer in the house of God. Are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation? That is why angels will not accept worship. That's why if you notice when people kneel down to worship, you say, no, don't do that. I'm an angel. We don't accept worship. You don't want me to lose my place in heaven. You don't know who you are, that's why you bow down to worship me. I am sent forth to minister. I excel in strength when you speak. You didn't hear what I just said? Angel said, I become strong when I hear you. So. What is the devil after, sir? I'm sure you know now. Number one, you're not talking to me. Talk to me now, because we're about to change our gear. I just need to establish that foundation. What is the devil after? Can I hear you loud and clear? He's trying to tell somebody not to mention it, because I just unmask him. I just came to let you know that the attacks you are having in the night, it wasn't about the attack. It was about your relationship. It's about your fellowship. The reason why you lost the job, it's about your fellowship. It's about your relationship. The reason why the guy broke your heart is so that your relationship can be broken. Am I talking to somebody here? The reason why you lost the job is so that you can lose your relationship with God. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? The reason you lost the money is so your relationship and your fellowship can be broken. Why did he betray you? So you can betray your altar. Am I talking to somebody, sir? All your battles on earth is... Have you noticed that the moment you go through a challenge, the first thing that suffers is your altar time? Talk to me. And have you noticed that in order for all things to be restored, you must go back? I can see demons cringing. I can see the devil sending his demonic powers. Go and stop that boy. Go and stop him. Let the microphone fail. Let NEPA strike. Why do members leave a pastor's church so that his altar can fail? Pastors, whosoever goes, if God stays, better men will come. Don't lose God because you lose men. CEOs, don't lose your relationship with God, your fellowship, because a high-ranking staff left. Lucifer left heaven. Heaven has not failed. If you are shouting yes, you better shout a yes. Did you hear what I just said? Heaven lost Lucifer, but not just Lucifer. Archangels, they went with him. Two-thirds of angels, they left him. Sir, heaven has never shut down one day. There is no shortage in heaven. Heaven has not suffered lack. Why? God is still in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. If men leave you, never let God leave you. The most important person to keep in your life is God. And if God be for us, who can be against us? What can be against us? Am I talking to somebody here? If this sounds like a word to you, shout a big yes and no. So what is the devil after? Sit down. What is the devil after? We now know better. Sir, I'm just imagining Job. What do you do, madam, in a day? You just woke up and boom, the next thing you heard is children dead. Business gone. Everything in one day, ma. Just as this one is leaving, the other person is arriving. Hello, sir. I was the only one left. How is it that there's always somebody left to come and tell me bad news? Sir, there's always one left. Sir, it's easy to handle bad news if they come at intervals. And please don't use the word intervals. Like one in every 6 months. But what do you do when they are following each other moment by moment in a day? What was it all about? Sir, it was all about the kind of attention that Job was lavishing on God. Never forget this. When Jesus came and met with the devil in the garden, the only thing he said was, please, there's something I'm paying people to do. I'm paying them. And I noticed that this other guy is getting it free of charge. Bow down and worship me. And for if you want to worship longer, I will give you more kingdoms. I pay people to worship. I won't say more than that. Pastor Manos, you can expand on that to worship leaders. The greater the pay, the greater the worship. If your worship is inspired by payment, you truly know who you are serving. I won't say more than that. I pay them to worship. Jesus said, I'm not one you can pay to worship. I'm one who gives my worship voluntarily to the one I judge to be deserving of my worship. So what is the devil after? When it comes to steal, what is he coming to steal? When it comes to kill, what is he coming to kill? When it comes to destroy, what is he coming to destroy? In summary, your altar life, your fellowship with God. Permit me to say something, Pastor, because I noticed that the devil has mastered the church. He knows that every time we use adversity to attack our altar, it seems we have a way of getting back stronger. So you know what he's doing now? He's using prosperity, success, achievement, open door. So he opens a door and you will see a Christian brother. You will go for days, months, weeks, no time in the presence of God. Because if what motivates your time in the presence of God is need, when your needs are met, what will inspire your time with him? The reason you spend hours in God's presence is because Father God, Sheparakata, breakthrough, open door, favor, there's nothing wrong with all of this. Now when you have all of that, what else will be the point of prayer? Can you just stand to behold the beauty of his holiness? Just say, Father, I love you. Father, I love you. Imagine me coming on prophetic prayer hour. For 1 hour, I'm just saying, brethren, let us love on the Lord. Waiting. I beg. Can I find correct fire altar? I beg. Oh, come on, brethren, let's love on our Father. Oh, come on. Even right now, sir, when we start Thanksgiving on prophetic prayer altar, Pastor Sam has not started. I know the first 5 minutes Pastor Sam is doing Thanksgiving, he has not started yet. The real prayer will soon start. I will join when prayer starts. What is the devil after? He's after your altar. And can I say this before I begin to pray for you? He's after your altar to steal your devotion, steal your commitment, steal your time of prayer. He's after your altar life to kill your passion for God's presence. He wants to kill your stamina in the presence of God and destroy your commitment to seeking God. Because once he can destroy your altar life, number one, watch what will begin to happen. Just like it happened to Israel. You will begin to notice strange defeats. Strange defeats. Somebody, just where you are not supposed to be defeated, you just find yourself defeated. Where all the indices of your preparation shows that you will overpass, you find yourself being defeated. When Israel is defeated at Ai, a small place compared to Jericho, just know something has gone wrong. When you see strange defeat, question what has happened to your altar. Israel just conquered Jericho, mighty nation. They didn't even have to fight. But now, sir, Israel got to fight and they were defeated. How comes where you did not fight, a mighty nation, you saw victory, and now where you're fighting, you are seeing defeat? Hey, when you see strange defeat, somebody needs to come near. Let God bring you closer. And the Lord said to them, they were crying. Joshua was crying. He said, God, how can we be defeated just like this in a small country like I? God said, come close, my son. Somebody has destroyed the altar, the corporate altar of Israel. He said, someone has taken that which is an accursed thing. Take it down. Somebody has taken an accursed thing. And they dug and dug, Pastor Shum. They dug deep. And then they came to the house of a man by the name Achan. And they found, because Jericho was the first country they were capturing. Are you getting me? And the principle of the first simply says the first belongs to God. Here is a man who says, I can't give the first to God. And he carried the first that should be devoted totally to God. He carried the first. A nation that is the first fruit that should be burnt as an offering to God. He took out of it and kept it in his house. That's what people do. Keep it in his house. And after that, they step out into defeat. They step out into failure. And people wonder why things go wrong. When you see strange defeats, when you see mysterious failures, hello, sir, that Israel went to war. As Israel went to war, the Bible says the wife of one of the sons of Eli was pregnant and news came to her. Listen, listen, don't miss what I'm about to say. That Israel has failed in battle. They've been so utterly defeated. I hear this. And the Bible says, and the ark of God was what, ma? Captured. How do you capture God? Sir, we know what happened. The sons of Eli had started sleeping with women in the church. And God kept quiet. He said, keep doing it inside the church. I know where I will deal with you. It will be in the battlefield. I'm talking to somebody who doesn't need to see disgrace outside. I'm talking to someone who needs to quickly resolve an issue with God privately. Eli's sons were sleeping with women in the church. Their father could not speak. God said, I will invite you to a place where I will deal with this issue myself. I've given them time to repent. They choose not to. So the wife of one of the sons of Eli was in her house one day when she got a phone call or a text message, an email, whatever they were using in their time. Somebody came to tell her, Madam, Israel has been defeated in battle. What? How can Israel be defeated? A nation with armed men. How can you be so armed and fail? How can you be so skillful and fail? How can you be so intelligent and fail? She said, uh-oh. She said, I know the problem. At that time, the pressure coming from the news forced her into labor. And she birthed a son. When she looked at the boy, she said, so that I can capture what led to the defeat of Israel. He said, people outside may not know, but I am the one who lives with your father. I know what they do in the church. I'm calling you after the order. Anytime people call you, anytime you wake up to your name, you will ask me what the name means. And I will remind you of what brought your father down. Your name shall be called Ichabod. The glory has departed from Israel. Don't dismiss your failures. Inquire. People don't just fail. Find out what led to it. Serial defeats means there's an unresolved issue. I'm glad you chose to come for the truth. Because I know right now in all our centers, there'll be all kinds of pronouncements over our lives. And at the end of the year, we'll come down to nothing. Serial defeat means there is a need for inquiry. You fail here. You fail there. You fail there. Stop blaming the people. Inquire. What has happened? Joshua inquired. He said, God, why did we fail? And God said, look inward. You failed outside because you failed inside. Your altar has been damaged. Altars have been damaged. Strange defeats. strange failures. When you see strange evaporation of favor, sir, when favor begins to evaporate from your life, Hello, Elijah. The moment you begin to notice that the brook that normally gives you water without you stressing, now you have to dig to find water. Hello, sir. You might just be in disobedience. You are in the wrong place. Hello, sir. If the ravens normally bring birds a food to give you, and now you are the one entering the forest to look for what normally looks for you, inquire. Don't dismiss it. Don't blame it on anything. First, inquire. And the first place to look at, sit down. The first place to look at is your altar. Sit down, guys. Please, I don't want you to stand up again. It's not your Sunday service. Amen. First thing to look for is your altar. Has anything gone wrong with my altar? First thing to look at, altar. What's my relationship with the Father like? How about my fellowship? Because the devil is after nothing in your life but those two things, your relationship and your fellowship. If favor has evaporated, fellowship must be inquired. Relationship must be studied. When you notice in your life that there is strong or strange toilings, little or no results, inquire. It might just be that altars have been damaged. It might just be that your altar has been broken. Strange losses of opportunities. When opportunities, you just get to hear, praise God. Hello, you are just coming. Oh my God. And we just rounded it up yesterday. You are just coming. Oh my God. And we just gave the last person yesterday. When you start noticing strange losses of opportunities, just know you need to look down and fix your altars. Strange afflictions. When you start noticing afflictions on your body, strange diseases that you can't explain where they are coming from, before you blame the devil, inquire. Lord, is there any way I've lost relationship with you? None shall be sick on my holy mountain. Strange loss of lives. When we begin to notice strange loss of lives in our families, we need to start asking, is there anything wrong with our altars? Strange loss of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now you don't feel him anymore. You don't sense him anymore. His presence is not there anymore. It's time for you to inquire and say, Lord, is my altar okay? And if you want to rebuild your altar, what are the first things to do? He said, come near. The first thing to do, sir, is to draw near. James chapter 4, the Bible said, draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. The first key to seeing your altar on fire is to draw near unto God. The next thing to do is to lay aside every weight and the sin that does easily beset you. If there is something you easily relapse into, lay it aside so it does not damage your altar. Hear me and hear me well. The devil will not tempt you with something you did not love before you became born again. Your greatest temptation in the faith will come from something you had had pleasure in before you became born again. Are you hearing me? If you used to smoke dope, alcohol, don't think the devil will come and test you. The devil can't come to me and tempt me with Indian hemp. I didn't take it when I was not born again. But it doesn't mean that there's not something the devil can use to tempt me. When I was not born again, there's something I loved. The Bible calls it a sin that can easily beset you. Lay it aside this year. Build a structure that shields you from your besetting sin. You can't keep rising and falling. Why will you fall at a time when your star is about to rise? Lay aside the weights. Consecrate yourself. What does it mean to consecrate yourself? You take the aspect of your life that you find pleasure in, and you deliberately say, "My Father, my God, I hand this over to you. I love wine, but Lord, I give up the need for wine in my life. I'm not even going to take fruit wine." It's a consecration. So that I don't go from fruit wine back to alcoholic wine. Consecration. Father, I know me. I know that I'm a sexually active guy. I'm an hypersexual guy. I'm visually stimulated. If that is you, you know that anytime you see a woman, particularly in close proximity, you find yourself in a state of sexual loss and all of that. Build a structure around that. Number one, if you're a CEO, a lady cannot be working in your inner office. Number two, like Billy Graham, you will not be with a woman in a private apartment at any time alone. You may have to step it a little bit further. No movies. Because the innocent movies, you won't know when they will inject something. You thought you are watching movie, Navy SEALs. And then you will not know, you are following the way they are fighting, where they are fighting, where they are fighting. All of a sudden they branch inside the house. And what you will see there will not be warfare anymore. You're all laughing. How many of you understand what I'm saying? How many of you have gone to watch a movie you thought was normal and you saw abnormal things? Raise your hands to Jesus. Huh? Lay aside all the weights and the sins that can easily beset you. Build a defense around the area of your greatest weakness. Sister, you know that touch from men can mess up your hormones. Stay around away from anybody other than your husband that can touch you. You can't be touched and be bleeding the blood. He didn't tell you to fight. He said flee. How do we repair our altars? Rededicate your service to God. Anything and anyone that made you withdraw your service from the altar of God has done the worst thing to you. Any offense that makes you to downplay on your service to God has made you violate a covenant that can take care of your children. Because if they will serve me, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Why should a man make you withdraw your service? You are not worth it. Your offense is not worth it. My service is a covenant gateway. It is not a thing I dash church. The church is a platform where God receives my service. You care. You're too small. Even if you are the pastor, you are too small. I will serve God so recklessly in the presence of my offender until you change your mind. Somebody say, I'm serving again. You are not talking. Somebody shouting like the devil is so here. Say, I'm serving again. Rededicate your service to God. You used to sing, singers, keep on singing. You used to dance in church, keep on dancing. You used to pray, keep on praying. You used to preach, keep on preaching. You used to serve, keep on serving. But Pastor Sam, that man hurts me. Don't mind the man. He came to meet you. He will soon leave you. He is too small to make you break your service.
a music director did not make me to sing. So because of that, I withdraw my singing from God. Music director, you don't let me sing for church. I carry my phone. I put it in my face. And I say, hi world. The world is my pulpit. And I begin to sing to the nations. Somebody shout a yes.
You are not called to sing. If refusal to lead song in church makes you shut down your ministry, you don't have a ministry. When they will not let Martin Luther King sing, when they won't let him preach in the church, Martin Luther King gathered together crates and he went to the cemetery and he began to preach from the cemetery. He said, your church may not have a pulpit for me, but the world is my pulpit. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? You can't shut down your calling because the church doesn't have space for you. I want to ask you a question. Are you really called to preach? Are you really called to teach? And you will not teach because they don't give you opportunity to teach every Sunday. There are so many people in the church to preach. What will you do with 52 weeks, 51 weeks? Hello, sir. If the church doesn't have space for me, I will be in the church. I will get my phone. And there are 7 billion people waiting to hear my voice. Somebody shout a yes. I can't drop my service. My service is about my children. The service you are giving God now, woman of God, the service you are rendering to God, your children will walk into the harvest of it. That's why I won't let you pay me for my service. Because once you pay me, I have no more reward. And your salary is too small for the service I have to offer. Am I talking to someone in the house of God? For those who like salary, stay there. But for some of us, sir, we are given to the Lord. He gave me all things. He gave me life. He gave me his son. He gave me joy. He gave me peace. What can't I give my God? I came to set fire on your altars today. Ah, rededicate your service to God again. Ah, stay and spend longer time in the word. You want to see your altar on fire. The Bible says he poured water. He poured water, a type of the word. Pour enough water until the water began to overflow. Until the water began to overflow. Help me touch your neighbor, say stay in the word. I'm not hearing you say stay in the word. Touch your neighbor and say stay in the word. Ratatanta labaska, reparosi and neva. Stay in the word. Study the word in the morning. Study the word in the evening. Study the word on the road. The Bible says, so mightily grew the word, and the word, it prevailed. So mightily grew the word, and the word prevail. Somebody touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, stay in the word. Stay in the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, but I may not sin against you. Wherewithal shall a young man keep his way clean? By taking heed according to your word. Oh, how love I thy law. They are my meditation all through the day long. He said, thou through thy word has made me wiser than the ancients, for they are always with me. I'm talking about the mystery and the power of the word of God. Go to Psalm 119 and you will fall in love with the word of God again afresh. The Bible Bible says the word of God and the voice of God, they are like the sound of many waters, the sound upon many waters. I'm talking about the power of the word. Jesus said to the disciples, he said to them, he said, get you some water. He said, pour it into the vessel. When they poured the water, he said, draw it out. When they drew it out, the Bible says the water had turned into wine. You are about to see wonders. What in wonders are. What in? Spend time in the word. Sweetheart, take the weeds off. Let the word in. Brother, forget about the beards. Get the word in. Am I talking to somebody here? Don't study the word to preach. Study the word to leave. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Stay in the word. Study it in the plane. Study it in the bathroom. Stay in the word. Oh, hallelujah. Listen carefully. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, in the law of the Lord. And on his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree in 2022. Planted. Do what, sir? Planted where, sir? Say it again, sir. Wait a minute. What did you say just now? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, seated in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in what, sir? The law. And he said it shall be like a tree planted where, sir? By the rivers of water. What is the law? What is the water? Everything the same. Am I talking to somebody here? If you are planted in the word, you are planted by the rivers of water. Am I talking to somebody here? And hear this. The one I love the most. I like it so much. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Talking to somebody. August shall not wither. September shall not wither. October shall not wither. November shall not wither. December, you shall not wither. Somebody shout a yes. And because it's rooted, because she, that lady, is rooted in the word. In 2022, somebody say it again. What is it? Please, what? If somebody around you is not happy, you slap the person. What do we call it again? In 2022, what do we call it? Whatsoever Sam Oye does, it shall what? Whether there's Omicron, you shall prosper. Maxicron, you shall prosper. Demicron, you shall prosper. COVID, you shall prosper. Dovid, you shall prosper. Ovid, you shall prosper. Somebody shout a yes. Spend time in the word. I'm about to pray for you now. So if you're standing, remain standing. Stay in the word. Those who will win in 2022 are those who stay in the word. Carry the Bible with you everywhere you go. Open it, read it, think it, speak it, act it. How do you rebuild your altar for fire? Become a sacrifice. Become what? In Oshana. become a sacrifice. My life is a sacrifice for you. Okay, so I help you. My life is a sacrifice for you. Oh Lord, I'm available to you. My life is a sacrifice. I'm available. Take me, use me. Break me, use me. However you want. My life is a sacrifice. Oh Lord, I'm available to you. Sit down. Stand. Listen. If you ever know what a sacrifice is, sacrifices are laid on the altar. He was led to the shearer and he opened not his mouth. Because it's a sacrifice. Isaac, come. Lie down on the altar. And somebody asked Isaac when they came down and he told them what happened. He said, you laid down when your father said lie down. And your father carried knife and was going to kill you. What if your father had killed you? Why didn't you rebel? He said, how am I going to rebel? He said, the reason I was born is to do what my father has called me to do. I was ready to die. Isaac was not a baby when his father laid him on the altar. He could have rebelled. God wants to raise an army in this house. There are people under the sound of my voice that God has been ministering to you that I want to use you. God has been visiting you in the nights. There is a mantle of God on your life. And the only thing between you and your assignment is your life of sacrifice. Your willingness to say, Father, I'm no longer in charge. You are the owner. I'm the steward. Take over. I drop the ownership. I don't own myself. I don't own my time. If God needs me now, I give my time. If you are the one I'm speaking to, you know it already. I don't have to preach long. Find your way to the altar and just come give it to the Father. Come give your sacrifice. Come lay it before the Lord. You know God has called you. There is a hand of God over your life. There is a spirit of the Lord upon you telling, just come lay it before the Lord and say, Father, my life, my time, my money, my everything, I give it over to you. As you are coming, in case you don't know where you're coming from, you are coming to say, Father, no more struggles. Lord, I'm no more fighting. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. God has been telling you to lay down something before him. To lay down a part of your life. And it's been a struggle. It's been a fight. The Lord is saying, if you will come out, the grace you don't have by yourself will jump upon you on this altar. There is something God has been telling you to lay down before him. God bless you as you come. Grace will locate you. Grace will locate you. Listen carefully to me. I'm going to pray with you. Just quietly, just open your mouth and say, Father, I give it up. I lay it before you. I lay it before you. As you are kneeling before the Father, just give it over to him. And every one of us just begin to say, Lord, I give it up to you. I give it up to you, Father. I give it up. I surrender everything to you. This is our last night. I surrender everything to you. I surrender everything to you. I surrender all to you. Everything I own. We told it nothing. up with holding nothing. Find your way to the altar and say, God, I'm holding nothing back from you again. God bless you as you come. I'm holding nothing back from you. We're about to pray for the fire of God, but let me quickly pray for you who are all out here. Father, can I have you just say with me, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you and I thank you for not holding back your life for me. Father, I also come to you not holding back anything from you anymore. I lay it before you. I give it over to you. I surrender it to you. Take ownership of my life, my time, my resources. From today, I give it over to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Quietly go back to your seat. Thank you very much. Now we're going to do something very much. In the next 10 minutes here, we're going to set this place on fire. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Nothing stands in our way like unrepentance. So you can come stand on the altar because I'm going to make some calls. Thank you. With holding nothing, with holding nothing, with holding nothing, with holding nothing. All to you, everything. Everything, oh, I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender. They're all to you. Everything I own. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Listen carefully now. Something happened and it's about to happen as we pray in tongues. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 21 verse 18, the angel of the Lord commanded God to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing field of Onan the Jebusite. Verse 26. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord. And the Lord answered him from heaven by fire. The Lord answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And the Lord commanded the angel that was there to destroy. The Lord said to the angel, put back your sword in your sheath. We're dealing with a critical moment. This was a critical moment in Israel's history. David had made a mistake. He had counted Israel and God had become angry. Joab had told him not to count Israel. For whatever reason, Satan moved him to count Israel. And as a result of that, God began to kill. 70 plus thousand people died in one day. And David said, God, I am the one that sinned against you. I broke the edge. I damaged the altar. And God said, David, in this case, you are not even going to repair the old altar. You will build a new one. And he said, you will go to Onan's threshing floor. Buy it. Onan said, take it. He said, I must pay a price for this. And he built an altar, a new altar. He built it to God. And the Bible says the fire of God fell. Watch what happened, sir. As a result of the fire falling on the altar, the angel that was causing death in that major city, the Bible says the angel standing between heaven and the earth, the angel carried a sword. When he saw a new altar raised, he put the sword back. There shall be no more death in this house. There shall be no more death in your house. There shall be no more death in your family. altars. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 7 to 10, the Bible says that Samuel, when the Philistines heard that Israel had been gathered together, that's what some people don't want to hear this year, that God is gathering you, that God is gathering your family, that God is gathering your career. When the Philistines heard that Israel had been gathered together, the Bible said the Philistines came to attack Israel. And at that point, sir, Samuel said, what do I do? Samuel said, let me offer sacrifice. And he began to offer sacrifice. And the Bible says, when the Philistines saw that he was offering sacrifice, they began to draw near. Hello, sir. Listen carefully to what the Bible says happened. The Bible says in verse 10, as Samuel was offering the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder, so that on that day, upon the Philistines, they were discomfited and they were smitten before Israel. In Psalm 81 verse 7, the Message translation, it said, you called to me in your pain. I got you out of a bad place. I answered you from where the thunder hides. There's a place called the secret place of thunder. It is activated through a living altar. When your altar is alive, God will respond from the secret place of thunder. Am I talking to somebody here? Today, as you call fire down from heaven upon the altar of your heart, every battle that has been set against you, I declare that the Lord discomfit the Philistines. The Lord overturned the battles. 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 And Elijah repaired the altar. Please repair your altar. Elijah repaired the altar. Repent. Return to God. Repair the altar. Rededicate yourself to spending time with God. Don't let it be broken. Be consistent. Don't seek God for results. Seek God for relationship that the devil hates. Seek God for fellowship that the devil hates. From the place of fellowship and relationship, everything will happen. Am I talking to somebody here? And Elijah repaired the altar. And Elijah began to say, Father, answer by fire. Answer by fire. And whilst he was praying, the Bible says, and the Lord answered like in the time of Samuel. The Lord answered by fire. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were gathered together in one place. They had repaired their altar. And as they were praying, the Bible said, cloven tongues as of fire came upon every one of them. Somebody, I want you to open your mouth and begin to cry to God. Say, my Father, let the fire fall. Open your mouth. I will not be fireless. Get aggressive. You need the fire. Say, my Father, set me on fire. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Hey! You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Scream to the Lord. Say, my Father, set my altar on fire. Set my altar on fire for 2022. Set my altar, my prayer life, set it on fire. Preacher, you need fire. Singer, you need fire. Intercessor, you need fire. Fire falls. fire consumes your altar. Pray in the Holy Ghost until your anointing is restored. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't be a spectator. Pray. Hey. Shadabata. Shandarabosia. Shandarabosia. Father, let your fire fall. Your fire fall. Holy Ghost fire fall. Fall. Set us on fire. When the fire fall, chains will break. When the fire fall, sickness will leave. When the fire fall, curses will break. Oh Lord, send the fire. 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 Oh Lord. Fire in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, send the fire. Shut up, Osea. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Jesus. Let the fire. Let the fire. Set on fire. Set on fire. Holy Ghost. Set on fire. Holy Ghost. Hey. Shalabasia. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Eparosia. Shatebasa. Ratabosia. You will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, let the fire fall. Open your mouth and pray. And say, Lord, anoint me. Anoint me. Don't let me remain the same. Set me on fire. In the name of Jesus. Set me on fire. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I have shut up, Osea. Set me on fire. 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 Hey, Shada, Radabosa, Ayanabosada. Because of my time, the anointing has started dropping here. If you miss this moment, I don't know, this is the day you've waited for. How dare you live here without fire? Sir, when you carry fire, we will see the cripple rise. When we carry fire, we will see sinners saved. When we carry fire, curses will break. Am I talking to somebody? There's somebody under the sound of my voice. I sense fire burning in my hands. You want me to lay hands on you? Run to the altar. Fire will burn. Fire will burn. Fire will burn. Fire. Stand to your feet. Hey! fire of God in the name of Jesus. The fire of God in the name of Jesus. 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 Holy Ghost. Jesus. Hey. Hey. Prato Siata. Fire. 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 Jesus. Fire, that's a fire, fire of God, fire of God, the prophetic anointing, the power of God, Jesus, 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 the fire, let it rest, let it rest. You will never be the same, never be the same, never be the same. That's a fire. 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 Jesus. Look at her. Look at her. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Jesus. Hey. Holy Ghost. Baptize him with fire. Baptize him with fire. Baptize him with fire. Holy Ghost, baptize her with fire. Madam, fire. The fire of God. 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 In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Hey. Turn him around. Turn him around. Turn our life around. Yes. 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 The Lord set you on fire. The Lord set you on fire. Jesus. Fire. Receive
manifest fire. Hey, Shabba. Hey, 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 hey. This woman, I saw fire on you. Fire. Stop them. Shut up. Shut up, Osha. Radabosia. Rabadosha. 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 Rebado. Your life will never be the same. Stop helping them. Hello, ma'am. Leave alone. Same. Never, 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 never. Son of Osha, go and break through. Go and prosper. Jesus, I saw fire on you. Fire on you. Fire. 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, change your life, change your life. It's your turn, madam, it's your turn, it's your turn. Your life will never be the same. Fire, fire. Jesus, Jesus, it's your turn. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Something is happening. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. That's the hand of God on you. The hand of God is on you. The hand of God is on you. The hand of God is on you. Sorry, ma'am. Hello. This lady. Come. Come. Listen carefully. What's that? What's that? What? What happened? What's happening to that girl? Bring her, sweetheart, come. Oh my God. Lift your hands up. Look at me. Place that mantle on your head. I hear the Lord said it's turning point. It's your turning point. Stand, don't worry, don't kneel down, stand. It's your turning point. The enemy picked on you wrongly. Their time is up. Their time is up. Their time is up. Father, begin a quick walk in her. If you doubt what God is doing here, see it in the face of a small girl. How can you miss God? How can you miss God? See what God is doing in the life of this little girl. How can you miss God? How can you miss God? How would you go home without fire? The devil will mess up. Hello, sirs. Receive us. That's your names. Stay, wait to receive them. You keep interrupting what God is doing in their lives. Allow them when they are coming, you receive them. Pastors, I hope you train your people on how to receive and not how to hinder. Pastor Sunday, I will hold you responsible.
if this continues again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They are safe in his hands. Nobody was there to catch Paul. He did not die. Allow them. You don't know what God is doing in this woman's life. All the spinning you are seeing, God is overturning. God is overturning. God is overturning. You don't know how long it's been. You don't know how long she's waited for this moment. You don't know. Father, I know you called this girl. You will use this girl.
My Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You answered my prayer. You are just so thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you. This will be my dream, oh Lord Jesus. I want to thank you. But I want to thank you. I've been laid an example. I've been laid as an example, Lord Jesus. This is the beginning, oh Lord Jesus. Thank you. This is my beginning of my whole ministry. This is my beginning, oh Lord Jesus. Thank you. Papa, thank you, oh Lord.
Come on, sweetheart.
Papa,
yes, 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 yes. Can they quickly get me a mantle for this girl? Let them bring me one mantle for this girl. The prayer show. Watch and see what God will do with this girl. I want a new one. A new prayer show. Hello, ma'am. Lift your right hand up. There's an angel of the Lord right by your right hand side. And I see him pouring oil on you right now. Something is happening in this building. Lift your hands up, everybody. I just heard this one. The Lord said, across this building, the Lord said, there are seven people that will contact raw fire from heaven. You will sense fire. That's it already happening in the back. Happening over there. That's number one there. That's number one. Raw fire. That's another one. Number two. Fire. That's another one here. Fire. 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 That's another one there. Fire. Fire. Hear me and hear me well. The Lord said, there are still five of you. He said, my fire is coming on you. He said, your major challenge in the past has been that you are always on fire and you go down, up and down, and you've been concerned. You said, God, I want to be on fire always. Raise your hands. That fire is locating you. The fire of God that I encountered 32 years ago, that has not stopped burning, is coming on five people now. Number one. Number one. That's it over there. That's it in the audience. Number two. That's it there. Number three. Number three. Thank you, Jesus. The fire. That's another one there. Number four. Fire four. Number five. Fire four. Give me the prayer show for this girl. Father, I release the grace you place on my life into this prayer show. And I give it to this girl. And I ask that the hunger in our heart will burn for this generation to see. Lord, we receive her into this generation as a voice that cannot be stopped, as an apostle that cannot be hindered. The purpose of which you have raised that will be accomplished. Like little Samuel, we set her apart to serve the Lord. She will not derail. She will not be derailed. She will serve you. She will change our world. She will change our generation. Have you ever seen an hunger in a small girl like this? I've never seen anything like this. In the last days, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of wood and of clay in the house of the Lord. Some are for honor, some are for dishonor. What are you in this great house? Are you a vessel of honor in this house? Are you a vessel of honor in this house? I'm going to pray for your breakthrough. But Father, we release your grace on this girl. And let this prayer sure go with her. She will do wonders in our generation. The son of wickedness will not exact upon you. I cover you. I shield you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You will excel in the things of God. And in school you will excel. Academically you will excel. Find favor with God and man. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord just said to me, let me show you what I'm seeing. Man of God, come close to me. This one is about to happen now. Father, let this be the oil of turnaround. Everyone anointed today will begin to see turnarounds in your lives, shiftings in your lives, breakthroughs like never before, healings like never before. What you have suffered before, you will see no more. I decree you step into a new season in the name of Jesus. As I pour this oil into the vessels, the Lord said there are seven persons I'm anointing afresh here. And you are all over the building, including right in the front. And as I'm seeing the oil dripping, I'm seeing oil of ministry. Some of you, your ministry will take a new turn. I'm hearing the oil of wealth. You will begin to command wealth like never before. I'm seeing another one, the oil of favor. I'm seeing the oil of dominion. I'm seeing the oil of breakthrough. Breakthrough ideas. Breakthrough concepts. Breakthrough solutions. Breakthrough products. I'm seeing the oil of promotion coming upon you today. Diverse oil. Lift your hands to him. And I want you to know he's standing right by you. And you will sense the oil coming on you. Some of you, it will overwhelm you. It has started already. The oil has started flowing already. That's one there. That's one there. That's one there. The oil is falling. It's falling. That's another one there. Gently, the oil is coming on you. Receive him. Receive the oil. Receive the oil. Whatever is going on with this lady is amazing. Jesus. 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 Who is the mother of this child? Who is the mother of this child? Your mother is not here. Your father is here. Who is the father of this girl? Who is her father? This is your daughter.
It's my father. It's my father, Prince George Ashiki. It's my father. It's the one who made me get the dream. I'm gonna deal with those Bill Gates. I'm gonna deal with the Barack Obamas. I'm gonna deal with the Joe Bidens.
There is something burning on this girl. I'm happy she's your daughter. You will mentor her properly. I know the spirit at work inside her. God is going to use this girl to tear down Babylon. I hear the voice. You will mentor her. This girl will be used to tear down Babylon. Father, we thank you. I leave her with you, sir. Take your daughter with you. Father, turn this woman's life around. It's over. It's over. It's over. The struggle is over. The struggle is over. The struggle is over. I've seen this woman has gone through so much. Jesus! She's gone through so much. She's gone through so much. I'm seeing a turning point around you. I hear the Lord said, I'm turning it around. I'm turning it around. I'm turning it around. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Pastor, let's take the oil. Let me just create a path. Let me come quickly. I want all my pastors. God is working on this woman. Pastor, thank you. Go. Please, the oil is coming in your direction. Thank you, Jesus. Send it across. Men of God, come quickly. As many. God is already at work in her. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I wish I can lay hands on all of you. Come, who are you? Come here. Come here. Jesus, have you taken some yourself? I want you to pick yours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing is coming my way. Season of power, prosperity. It's a new season coming. Okay, see, he's closer now. Why were you sitting down? 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 You don't have to sit down. Quickly minister to the people. Sir, you have yours. Quickly minister, please. My pastors, please. Begin to anoint the people. Things are happening. Just touch them with the oil. I hear the Lord said, I'm turning it around. Welcome to your season. 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 I see you walking into wealth. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Shano seariata. Ina no sila na mazosi karadosha. Shatutina. Please make the way. Please place your hand there. I don't know, I just saw that. Thank you, Jesus. Give it to her. Just give it to her, Father. Give it to this woman. Give it to her. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. I speak life. 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 Enter you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, as you anointed, kindly go back to your seat. Where's Pastor Shego praying for the people on this side? Where's Pastor Shego? Please, quickly, some of you turn that way. And as you get back to your seat, I'm going to make a general prayer. Thank you, Father. You stretch your hands. I see you helping so many people. I see that is a heartbeat. Your heartbeat is to help many. It's your cry. And the Lord said, behold, I give you what it takes. I don't even have to touch you. The anointing is on you. The anointing is on you. The anointing is on you. It's so strong on you. It's so strong on you. Jesus, give it to her. Give it to her. Shabara. Take off your shoes. Yes, ma'am. Where's the oil I had with me? Your feet will walk in water. Stay where you are. I hear that you've gone through rough roads in life. You've gone through pain. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, from this moment, you will begin to walk in abundance. Stretch your left leg, right leg out. Just your legs. You will walk in abundance. You will walk in abundance. The anointing will rise from your legs. Bring your second leg out. Your legs will walk in abundance. As a fire of God, you will never be the same again. Never be the same again. Never be the same again. Jesus. Did you come out for prayer? You came out for prayer? I saw like they put a crown on you, and I'm hearing royalty. Let me have the open the oil. No, I'm not going to use this. Whatever is left carries all that was in it. Father, restore her dignity. Restore her royalty. In the name of Jesus, I decree a restoration of your royalty. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of God, give it to her. That's it. It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing coming my way. Season of power, prosperity. It's a new season. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. She's okay. It's the power of God. Jesus. Subarada Siyada. It's the fire of a living God. The fire of God. The fire of God. The fire of God. The fire of God. You are greater than what you are walking in. Who has limited you? What has limited you? From this moment, it is over. It is over. It is over. Walk into your destiny. Walk into your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of God. Shh. Jesus. 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 Give it to her. Give it to her. Give it to her. Give it to her. Seramandesia. But life will never be the same again. Every contention about marriage ends now. Yes, it ends now. It comes to an end now. That's all I heard. It comes to an end. Yes. Lift your hands up. There's a strong anointing here. That's the power of God on that woman. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. I don't need to touch you if you are sensitive. Where's my mantle? Where's my mantle? I saw the Lord put in the come close, mama. Father, because she has desired this, give it to her. Sabaroshi. Give it to her. Give it to her. Touch. Touch. Touch this woman. Turn her life around. There's a strong anointing on you. For the next 72 hours, this presence of God will be so strong on your life. In the name of Jesus, it will be so strong on your life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, give it to this one. Give it to this one. Give it to this one. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise my God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise his name. I bless you. I bless you. You will never be the same again. This is a turning point in your life. Break into your assignment. Break into destiny. Now I release upon you the grace of our Lord Jesus, the anointing that makes life meaningful. Visibility. Visibility. Be seen. Be seen. That's it. I bless you, kids. I bless you, kids. I bless you, sir. Ah, Jesus. Come, come. Jesus, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Jesus, bless his name. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Mama, that's it. Mama, that's it. I love you. Say the Father. I love you with an everlasting love. Say the Father, with an everlasting love have I drawn you. Jesus' name, Father, we turn your destiny loose and release you now into the newness of life. In the name of Jesus, the struggle is over. In Jesus' name, Mama, please come. We had celebrated you in your absence. Please, Mama, come. Come. Gather any of the oil. Let me have my prayer, sure. Father, there are heights that you must attain this year. There are lands where your voice must be heard. There are hearts and ears that must hear the sound from your lips. On this new day, we release you corporately to go into a greater dimension of your assignment. That a new mantle rests upon you. That a new grace rests upon you. That a new anointing rests upon you. That you will speak from the heart of the Father. That you will speak the counsel of God. That out of the slaughter of the sons of Issachar, you will speak and you will cause nations to hear and be at your command. You will see miracles like you've never seen. Signs and wonders like you've never seen before. By your hands, the Lord will do great signs. By your hands, the Lord will do great miracles. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for fresh grace. Thank you for fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Lift your hands up to the Father. I want to pray for you. Who have I not anointed yet? Who is yet to be anointed? Huh? Just the pastors, please. I only anoint the pastors. The pastors will anoint you. Pastors, I think there are some people who have not been anointed. Please help me anoint them. This lady's there. Anoint them for me. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me have it. Let me have it. Sure. Thank you, Jesus. On this day, thank you for fresh oil. My head, will you anoint with fresh oil? please, I want to pray for you. I know our time is. How many of you have been blessed today? If you've really been blessed by God, you want to give him the best hand clap you can. Would you go ahead and give him a shout of praise? Please, I want your amen to be as loud as you can, because we're rounding it up now. Manuel, come here. Manuel, is a new season for you. Come close to me. Let the nations hear your voice. And let your hearts remain humble. Let the nations hear your voice. Let your hearts remain humble. Your hearts will not be lifted up. Jesus, let the nations hear your voice. Let the nations hear your voice. Let the nations hear your voice. Thank you, Jesus. Where's Jibola? I want to say this to him. Manuel, stand up. Manuel, I want to say this to you. That's what God just placed on my heart. I want you to go and do 13 episodes of your work. 13 episodes of your work. Properly do them. Give them to Jibola. He will create a segment daily for your work to be broadcasted on our TV. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can go. Let us pray. I welcome you into this year of wonders from your altars. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now your amen must be louder than my prayer. I decree and I declare, from this altar, open doors collide with you. Decree and declare, you will see doors open like you have never seen. Hey! Strangers will build your walls. I said, strangers will build your walls. Kings and queens will become your nursing father. Your nursing mothers. From today, your scattered helpers across the world shall be gathered unto you. I said they shall be gathered unto you. Stretch your right hand out with these hands. You will lend to nations. You shall not borrow. You shall not beg. You will sign checks. You will sign checks. You will bail out many. You will rescue many. You will give to God what you have never given in your life. Prosper this year. Prosper this year. Prosper this year. Succeed this year. Excel this year. No force will stop you. No power will stop you. I sense an anointing here. Go and prosper. Begin to succeed. Continue to succeed. Continue to prosper. A
dead cell in every sin. Sickness, leave your body. Affliction, leave your body. You are healed. You are delivered. No more attack of a dream. No more oppression in the night. You are set free. If you believe it, shout a big amen in the house.